And so this was the Christmas Eve. And he says, yes. I was shocked beyond words. I didn't even expect anything like that.
You didn't expect your father to ask the question?
I didn't know anything about married life. I didn't know anything about what's going on. But he says yes. And a month later, we were married. We just went to the Justice of the Peace Zoll in Cleveland. He signed the papers, and we were married. And so now what? Well, you can live with us.
Your mother said.
And we lived there for 25 years. Oh. Had two children until the children got old enough. And they says, Mother, can't we get out of this house? She said, I'm sick and tired of Grandpa picking at his toes. I don't like it here. I have a son and daughter. That's my baby. And, we finally, again, with borrowed money, found a house so that we could be alone. So we finally moved out. And my mother always says that I was ungrateful, that I never appreciated what she did for me. But she always put him at a very high level because he's such a fine man. So we managed to buy a house. She borrowed money for it from friends that she's made.
Your mother?
And we lived in that house for 35 years.
How did your husband feel about living for 22 years with your mother?
Oh, he didn't like it. He didn't like it, but he, my husband, he had a will of his own. He found his good times. There's nobody to control him. And my mother always used to say, he's a man. You've got to give a man his freedom. But I says, but he's married. He's not free. Oh, that's, you don't understand that. Of course, I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. I was a 16-year-old kid, didn't understand anything.
So did your husband continue teaching in the Bohemian school?
By that time, Bohemian school teaching ceased.
Oh.
There was not enough children going.
Right.
And he and my dad went into a moving business.
Oh.
And dad, he eventually, being smart, he became the boss. My father hated him. It was not a very good situation at all.
Yeah.
And
did you continue making clothes for heavy women?
In the In the meantime, I took further lessons for making better dresses. And I went into my own little dressmaking. I had my own little dressmaking shop in the house. And I had some very good clientele. And again, I'm not Jewish, never have been connected with Jewish, but my greatest praise goes out to all my Jewish friends. They were just angels sent from heaven.
And why do you say that?
They got me more customers, paid well. They always told me if I didn't charge enough, that I should charge more. Don't be foolish. They taught me how to be a good businesswoman. Well, I did that for 35 years.
And did your husband learn, he did the moving business during that time?
He was in the moving business. And they had a falling out. And the moving business ceased. They just couldn't get along.
Yeah.
Well, then shortly after, my husband became ill. And he died when he was 76. He's contracted cancer. But in the meantime, he's gone through other jobs. He worked for Allison Division in where Allison Division was, I don't know.
What is that, Allison Division?
Allison Aircraft.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he took up flying. And that's about where my...
So you had a daughter first, and what was her name?
Norma.
Norma. And...
That's Norma over there. She married a doctor.
So your children went through high school?
And the old children went through high school and college.
And that was mainly on your earnings, I would imagine.
And I always wanted to go to college. And if I have children, they're going to go to college. So Norma went. She graduated with a valedictorian, very smart girl. Mm-hmm. Freddie, went to college for the first year, had too good a time. And he says, I'm not going back. I says, I'll break your neck if you don't. So he went back, and he did his failure of the first year in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then he was ready to go to war. Oh. He went to Korea. Oh. And my daughter adopted three children. And my son has two children.
Well, when the Depression came, your family was struggling at that time. And can you say anything about the Depression and how it affected you personally?
Those were I tell you, it's very hard describing the depression. Very hard. Because there was no money. And we'd go weed picking up gum wrappers that had foil on and string. We would, every piece of string that we'd see, we'd try and make big balls to sell them.
And why would people buy such a thing? Why were you able to sell them, do you know?
I don't know. They must have had a reason.
Yeah, I remember that, those tinfoil balls, yeah.
But, we would be very careful. Our eyes are on the ground all the time, picking up tinfoils. And, those are very hard times. And I had my children at that time. And, somehow you make it through. So sometimes I wonder myself, how did I do it? I don't know, it's just, my life was a mixed up life.
Yeah, what do you feel gave you a lot of satisfaction in your life? When you think back on it, what made you proud or satisfied that you did?
My children, when I could proudly say they have a college education. Something I always wanted. And my son-in-law, he's the greatest. Mm-hmm. He turned out to be a successful doctor. Mm-hmm. And he has always been good to me. And both of them have been, both children have been very good.
What do you think the impact on you and your personality and the way you think about things, what impact do you think coming here and, you know, leaving Europe and coming to this country and starting again, what difference do you think that made in you as a person?
I really don't know. Being so small, and I had never had anything really good in Europe. But I have a cousin in Europe that came up to my knowledge. Oh, after we were married for quite a while, related to my husband, Akotis. And Jan, he is an ex-professional tennis player. He's well known in New York, well known in Europe. He won the Wimbledon in 73. And he was the one that paid my way to Europe to see if I could see some of the old part of the country. But none of that was there anymore. Oh. No relatives. I don't know any of my relatives.
When did you go back?
I went back
Your children were grown? Were they grown when you went back?
He did that specifically for my husband. It was in 19.
You went back with your husband?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, he wanted we got there. He wanted to meet his parents, but the main night his parents died.
Oh.
So we were late.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out.
So he didn't know that when you left for the trip?
Uh-huh. But anyway.
Well, yeah, anyway.
Jan wanted us to know what Europe was like. Well, Jan is a professional. Mm-hmm. And to him, his country is his country. He is a big wheel in that country.
I see.
And
how do you feel about being American and being Czech? How do you put that together for yourself?
Oh, I'm proud of being American, of course. And I'm proud of my Czech heritage. But other than that, we have no contact at all with any of the relatives. Mm-hmm. It was just tough going. Mm-hmm.
Well, then after your husband died and your children were already grown, what did you do then?
Moved to Florida.
Uh-huh. And was that good for you to come here?
And here I continued my business.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I just continued even up to now.
I see the sewing machine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, what's life like for you now? I know you're having trouble with your eyes, but in general.
Well, I'm having trouble with my eyes because I don't know whether they got a good doctor for me or not. But that's why I'm in a nursing home.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm going to a eye institute tomorrow. I can't see on that one eye.
No. Oh. Yeah.
It's very annoying. Mm-hmm. And, but all in all, the end result is I do have a good life.
Mm-hmm. I guess you chose a Jewish nursing home because of your fondness for Jewish people.
Because of fondness for Jewish people.
Well, is there anything you can think of that maybe we didn't cover that I might not have known enough to ask?
If I had a copy of this,
I wish I had a copy of it for Ellis Island.
Because it would tell you a lot more probably that I've even forgotten.
Yeah. We're going to pause here. Okay, we had an interruption here, but we're going to conclude tape two. This is the conclusion of tape two of Marie Codes. And this is Janet Levine for the National Park Service, and I'm signing off.